I remained all confused. I didn't know what to tell him. My nature did its part, being frightened and trembling. But I saw that my good Jesus was waiting for an answer, whether I accepted or not. So, seeing myself almost forced to speak, I said to him, "Oh, my most divine spouse, on my part, I would be ready to accept. But how is it going to work out with the confessor? If he does not want to come every once in a while, how can it be possible that he will come every day? Free me from this cross, that the confessor be needed in order to free me, and then everything will be arranged between me and you." Then the Lord said to me, "Go to the confessor and ask him for the obedience. If he wants, you will tell him everything I told you, and you will stick to whatever he says. See, it will not be only for the good of creatures that I want these continuous sufferings, but also for your good. In this state of sufferings, I will purify your soul thoroughly, in such a way as to dispose you to form a mystical marriage with me. And after this, I will make the final transformation in such a way that the two of us will become like two candles placed on the fire. One is transformed into the other, and they become one. In this way, I will transform myself into you, and you will remain crucified with me." Ah, would you not be happy if you could say, "The bridegroom is crucified, but the bride also is crucified"? Ah, yes, there is nothing that renders me dissimilar from him. So, when I was able to speak with the confessor, I told him everything that the Lord had told me. And since the Lord had said to me those words, "For a certain given time," without notifying me of the exact time during which I was to suffer continuously, I took it as about 40 days, more or less. And now it has been about 12 years that I continue to be in it. But may God be always blessed. May his inscrutable judgments be always adored. I believe that if the blessed Lord had let me understand with clarity the length of time I was to be in bed, my nature would have been frightened very much, and would hardly have submitted itself to it. Although I remember that I have always been resigned, yet I did not know then the preciousness of the cross, as the Lord has made me know during the course of these 12 years. Nor would the confessor have adapted himself to give me the obedience. So I said to the confessor that the Lord wanted him to give me the obedience to remain in continuous suffering for about 40 days. And I told him all the rest. To my surprise, because I thought it was impossible, the confessor told me that, if it was truly the will of God, he would give me the obedience, because, in reality, it was not that he could not come, but rather a little bit of human respect. My soul rejoiced very much, for I would be able to content the Lord, and therefore have the creature spared. But my nature was very much afflicted in receiving this obedience, so much so that for a few days I was very saddened. My soul also was affected very much, thinking that I was to remain for such a long time without being able to receive Jesus in the sacrament, my sole and only comfort. At times I felt a war so very fierce within me that I myself did not know what had happened to me. The devil, too, added many things to it. But my good Jesus put a remedy to everything. And this is how he did it.